أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون السلام عليكم يا أهل بيت النبوة السلام على محل معرفة الله Salam be upon the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet, the progeny of the Prophet. Salam be upon the stations of the Ma'rifah of Allah. It's the time when everything in Karbala has perished, a livelihood which was existing just a few hours ago is no more. Everything has appeared in a devastated form. All those members who were alive are now dead. The only remaining are a few women, some children, our fourth Imam, among the male members, and a few other small children. Zainab Kubra, she says that, brother, tears they fell, that is when Shimr, he struck. Throughout my life, it was that loyalty between you and me. Whenever I called you, you replied. Now where is that loyalty, brother? How is it that I call you and I don't get any reply? It's amazing that throughout the life, whenever she called Abu Abdullah, he replied, he responded. But now the reply has to come from a spearhead where the noble head of Abu Abdullah rests. Says that in that mahfil, in that gathering of Ibn Ziyad, when all the heads were taken in that room, there Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, he looks at every member. Eyes are open. But when it comes to Zainab Kubra, he closes his eyes. Says, maybe he wants to say that, how can these services of yours be thanked, Zainab? The way you looked after my household, the way all this burden, all these tests, all these afflictions, all these balas, you took care of, how can they be paid back? How can one thank you, Zainab? In these reports that we have, we find that it was a day of horror, a day of heat, a day of thirst, so much so that there wasn't any water present. There were tents wherein the water supply, water was stored. Now the children dehydrated, hot. Maqatil, some of them, they write that the children, they used to come and lay down on that place where the vessels were kept, because after all it was a little bit damp, just to feel the cool so that their thirst is not felt that much. It was that heat, it was that thirst. Ibn Jawzi, he reports that when the camps were set ablaze, he says that I went into one of these camps and I saw a girl, her clothes were set on fire, burning, and I felt sorry for her. I came closer to her, she was terrified. She wanted to run away. But he says that I convinced her that, no, I don't want to hurt you. I'll help you. He helps putting off that fire from her clothes. And then says, who are you? Says, I am the daughter of Abu Abdullah. He says that Is there any service I can do? Can I serve you? Can I help you? She says this heat, this thirst, it has made my lips parched with all these blisters on it. Is there some water? He goes and gets some water for this girl, and then she says that my father, when he died, did he get any water? He says no. She says, okay, then I can't have it. The camps, they were set ablaze. Everything therein was looted, was plundered. So much so that earrings from young girls were seized away, slapped, beaten. And on a time like this, Zainab Kubra, she goes in search of the children, and she finds that two of these toddlers are missing. She's devastated, goes in search, and finds that behind these bushes, behind these shrubs, she finds two children, but dead due to that dehydration, due to that fright that they saw on that day. She is reminded on that day that Umar Saad, how he orders his men. Now everything has ended. None from among the men are remaining. Heads have been removed from the bodies. Instructions of Umar Saad are there. I want 10 men to come and crush and pound these bodies with the hooves of the horses. She says, I am reminded of all these incidents that took place in this day of horror. The household of the Prophet is looted. Zainab Kubra says that I saw Khuli, he enters the tent, he seized away whatever was present there, the shawls around the women's waist, he snatched the head covers, and he was crying himself. I said, Khuli, why do you cry? He says, because of these atrocities that we are afflicting you. She says, don't do. He says, if I don't do, there's someone else who has come to do it. So they cried for all the wrong that they were doing with the household of Ahlul Bayt, of the Prophet. She says that Imam Sajjad, who was ill, who lay in that camp, in that tent, and when the tent was set ablaze, the way how they mishandled or ill-treated this patient, that also cannot be described. She comes to Imam Sajjad at that time and says, Imam, what are the instructions? Everything has been set ablaze. Everything is on fire. What do we do? Do we stay in our camps, in our tents? Or do we flee? Imam says, Alaykunna bil farar, that you have to leave. Hamid bin Muslim, one of the soldiers of the enemy, says that, I saw a little girl head towards the battlefront. Says that her clothes also were set on fire. I rushed behind him, behind her. Says, where are you going? She says, do you know where the address to Najaf is? He says, why do you want to go to Najaf? She says, my grandfather Ali is in Najaf. At least I can find some shelter over there. Here there's nothing. And it is amazing that even at that time, the grave of Amirul Mu'mineen was unknown. All this oppression we find that was on this noble household of Wahi. Hamid bin Muslim says that, by God, I will never forget the cry of Zainab, which is always in my ears. That is, when she comes beside the shattered bodies of the shuhada, She raises that cry of Wa Muhammada, Salla alayka malika sama, Salla alayka malaikatu sama, Hada Husaynun murammalun biddima. Says, I will never forget that cry of Zainab. That how she pleads, how she cries by the bodies of the shuhada.
Zalzale the aur dasht karbala kaampne laga arsh kibriya goonjti thi jab har taraf sada wa musibata kusht shud husain wa musibata kusht shud husain wa musibata kusht shud husain zalzale the aur dasht karbala kaampne laga arsh kibriya goonjti thi ja har taraf sada wa musibata kusht shud husain deti thi sada sheh ki dil ruba deti thi sada sheh ki dil ruba baba ka mere khushk hai gala baba ka mere khushk hai gala shimr be haya teegh mat chala wa musibata kusht shud husain wa musibata kusht shud husain fitufufi tusba zainab fil aini wa tunadi aina anta ya mu'ini wa husayna wa husayna wa husayna wa husayna wa husayna wa husayna fitufufi tusba zainab fil aini wa tunadi aina anta ya mu'ini wa husayna wa husayn wa husayn wa husayna wal husaynu dun rasin fid dimai dun sitrin wa thalathan fil arai wa husayna wa husayna wa husayna رأس مولى ذا برمح قد تسامى يقرأ القرآن نورا وسلاما وحسينا 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 زينب تدعو اليتامى أن تغالوا من ثغات لا تخافوا لا تبالوا وحسينا 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 قتلوا العباس غدرا وهو حامي كان ظهرا وعبيدا في الإمام وحسينا 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 قتلوك ضاميا عند الفرات بعدها جارت عليك العاديات وحسينا 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 في الطفوف تسبى زينب في اللعين وتنادي أين أنت يا معيني وحسينا 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 وحسينا
وحسينا وحسينا وحسينا يا حسين يا حسين